Today's shiur is Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Gimel. We will begin on Daf Beis Amud Beis, 21 lines from the top. Rabbi Yochanan, Menayin L'Menachim She'ein Moinu L'Hem El Menison. How do we know that by kings, as we've described so much yesterday already, that we have to start counting uniformly every king on the first day of Nisan, a new year begins, no matter how long or short he was ruling in the year before, as we explained in the previous Gemara, because otherwise we could end up having a shtar that's mugdam, that's predated, or shtar that's mochem, that's postdated. And the Ran helps us bring perspective to this Gemara. The Ran says it certainly makes most sense to say that Nisan is the time to make this transition from one year to the next, because Nisan represents the month of Yetzias Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim and became an independent nation having its own king. So Nisan is the most fitting month. What the Gemara is trying to do is see if we can have a source from the Torah, from Navi, teaching us, proving that Nisan is the month where a new year begins for kings. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Malachim. V'hi v'shmonim shana v'arba me'ei shana l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. It was 480 years after Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. V'shana arviyis, in the fourth year, b'chodesh ziv, the Gemara explains, is ear. The pasuk says, hu chodesh sheni, it's chodesh ear. L'melech shlomo Yisrael, the fourth year of Shlomo's reign over Klal Yisrael. So the obvious question in learning this pasuk is, why do we need so many different indicators of what year it was? We have it's 480 years from when they left Mitzrayim, and we also have the pasuk teaching us that it was the fourth year of Shlomo Melech's reign. Says the Gemara, the reason the pasuk is doing this is because Makish Malchus Shlomo Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Torah wants to teach us that kings' years are learned from Yitzias Mitzrayim. My Yitzias Mitzrayim, obviously we count from Nisan. That's when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Af Malchus Shlomo Menisan. So too should Malchus Shlomo be from Nisan. So Tosfos asks a very obvious question. Tosfos says that the pasuk says that Shlomo HaMelech, this was the second month of his rule, because we count from Nisan. And the Gemara is extrapolating that for every king, we count from Nisan. As Tosfos, perhaps Shlomo was appointed in Nisan. So that's why every year Nisan is the anniversary of his rule, and that's why every year it starts a new year. How does that prove that every other king we count from Nisan? Maybe every king we count from when becomes king. So Tosfos says, that's the point of the Gemara. If that would be what the pasuk is saying, why does the pasuk have to bring in Yetzias Mitzrayim? The fact that the pasuk includes Yetzias Mitzrayim is a proof that it's not just to teach us that for Shlomo specifically Nisan was the month they became king. It's a proof that for every king we start counting from Nisan. Ask the Mefarshim, how could Tosfos even think that Shlomo Melech's rule began in Nisan? We know the Gemara says that David HaMelech died in Shavuos. So how could we say that he only became king 10 months later in Nisan? So I saw two answers. Sfasemis suggests that David HaMelech was aware that he was about to pass away, and he wanted to make sure that Shlomo would succeed him. So already in Nisan, before he died, he appointed him to be king and take over. So that's why Shlomo HaMelech started in Nisan. So Samus himself is not that happy with that pshat, because he says, we see from the Gemara that describes David HaMelech's p'tira, how anxious David HaMelech was to live and remain in position. And here we're suggesting that he gave up his position. The Stipler, I saw, says just the opposite, that although David HaMelech died on Shavuos, Shlomo did not accept the kingdom until the following Nisan, because he was an Avelis. and he didn't want to begin in the first 11 months of an Avelis, take the first 10 months of Avelis, become king. He wanted to wait till next year Nisan. Taisus, in both Taisus in here, begins a discussion that the Gemara says the Chodesh Ziv is Iyar. Why is Chodesh Ziv called Iyar? Why is Chodesh Iyar called Chodesh Ziv? So the Taisus says because the Ishbei Ziva Lilani, the trees glow, meaning that's the time when the trees blossom. And actually the Turei Evin uses that for Halach L'maisa. We know that in Nisan, when the trees begin to blossom, we make a bracha, the Brichas Heilonis. There's a question if you could still make the Brichas Heilonis in Iyar. If you still have trees that are blossoming in Iyar, could you stay make the bracha? Because if you look at the exact wording of the Gemara, it says, Ayotzi b'chaydish nissen, if you go out of chaydish nissen. From here, it says the Torah Yevin, if the whole month is cold, because the Ispe Ziva Leilonei, it's a proof that you could still make Brichas Heilonis in the year. That's the halacha. Now there's another question. Certainly there's a concept of Zerizim Magdimim. Then there's another shayla. Taisus asks that the Gemara says later in Al-Masech, on Dafir Aleph, that why is, what's Chodesh Ziv? Chodesh Ziv is the Chodesh Shenol Dabai Ziyosonei Oilim. It's the month that the Ovois, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were born, which is Chodesh Nissan. So as Taisus, Al Gemara is saying the Chodesh Ziv, the Pasuk is actually saying it's Chodesh Iyar, and here we're saying that it should be Chodesh Nissan. So Taisus says two truths. One Teretz Taisus says is what the Gemara means to say is that the Avos were born in Nissan, so when Chodesh Iyar comes, it's already the month by when the Avos were born. They were already in existence. When you get to Iyar, they were born. Another Teretz, he says, is that we know that the year is not just divided into months, it's divided into seasons. That's Tekufas Nisan, that's Tekufas Tamiz. What the Gemara means is that Tekufas Nisan sometimes enters into Iyar, if it starts later. That's why Iyar can be called Chodesh Ziv. Ask the Gemara, we're saying that how do we know we start counting for kings from Nisan? Because we're comparing it to Yitzis Mitzrayim, and Yitzis Mitzrayim is counted from Nisan. Ask the Gemara, Yitzis Mitzrayim gufa menolan de menisa meninan. Who says that Yitzis Mitzrayim should be counted from Nisan? Dilma mitishra meninan. Perhaps it should be counted from Tishrei. And Rashi asked Avi's question. Yitzis Mitzrayim from Tishrei, not from Nisan? So Rashi says, since as we learned in the Mishnah in the previous year, for so many issues in Halacha, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, so perhaps for Yitzis Mitzrayim, even though Yitzis Mitzrayim took place in Nisan, as a new year from Yitzis Mitzrayim, we should start counting Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, not Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Says the Gemara Lo Saka Daitach. It's not sensible to say that, because the pasuk says, the pasuk describes the patir of Aaron. It says, V'yal Aaron Akoin al Har Har Api Hashem. Aaron went up to Har Har. The Yom Hashem Shnas Abayim L'Tzes Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. He died in the 40th year. B'Chodesh HaChamishi, in the 5th month, B'Echel Chodesh, which means Rosh Chodesh Av. Taisus says, there is no question that B'Chodesh HaChamishi means Av, because since, as we quoted the pasuk yesterday, says, HaChodesh HaZelechem Rosh Chodashim, so when we count months, the first month is Nisan, so the 5th month is Av, so Aaron died Rosh Chodesh Av. B'Ksiv, there's another pasuk at the beginning of Devarim, where Moshe Rabbeinu, another pasuk that we spoke about just yesterday, starts speaking and explaining the Torah to Klal Yisrael. It says in the pasuk, "Vayehi ba'boim shana," it was in the 40th year, "Ba'ashtei osu l'chaydish, be'echel l'chaydish, diba Moshe." That's when Moshe Rabbeinu starts speaking and explaining, "Hoyel Moshe be'eres ha'Torah zois," explaining the Torah. Says the Gemara, let's look at this. Midakai ba'av, Rosh Chodesh Av, the anniversary of Aaron at Cain's death, is called Karlei Shnas Aboim. Koi b'Shvat, Shvat is in the same year for Karlei Shnas Aboim. Now between Av and Shvat, there is a Tishrei in between. So if Tishrei is the time that the clock, that's a new year, how could they both be in the same year? Av comes before Shvat. It comes, there's Av, there's a Tishrei, there's a Shvat. Mechlal, it must be that Tishrei is not a factor in counting years from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mechlal, the Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, the Rosh Hashanah Lav Tishrei Hu. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is not the time when we go from one year to the next year in counting years from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara, we're assuming when the Pasuk says Aboim Shana, it says it both by the Patira of Aaron and by Moshe Rabbeinu's explaining the Torah, we're counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ask the Gemara. Bishlam Heich, the Pasuk by Aaron's Patira is very explicit. Mefeirish to Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says explicitly that we're counting from Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, ask the Gemara, Hai Memai, how do we know that the Pasuk that describes Moshe Rabbeinu's Drosha is counting 40 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim? Hai Memai to Yetzias Mitzrayim. What makes you say that we should count 40 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim? Dumla HaKomos Mishkan. Maybe it's counting 40 years from Makomos Mishkan. And if so, it's totally different 40 years. This is 40 years from Mitzrayim, and this is a year later, 40 years from Makomos Mishkan. So there's no way that these two psukim have to coincide. Answers the Gemara. Kram Rapapa, like we're going to learn the Mitzvah Shem soon. Rapapa teaches us. The Navi uses the word Shnas Esrim, and we learn in Xer Shava that wherever it says Shnas Esrim, we begin with the same place to count from. Hachanami. Once the Torah says Shnas Aboim by the Patira of Aaron, and it says Shnas Aboim by Moshe Rabbeinu's Drosha, we learn Gzeri Shofa. Makan Yetzias Mitzrayim, just like we count the 40 years by Aaron's Patira from Yetzias Mitzrayim, Afkan, when we count 40 years when Moshe Rabbeinu said his Drosha, we count it from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there's machloikus, what does this gzeir shava mean? Because Rashi is somewhat ambiguous. Sifsei Chachamim learns that this is a full-fledged gzeir shava. And what's his proof? His proof is because we know there's a halacha, there's a rule, ain't adam done gzeir shava mi'atzmai, a person can't learn his own gzeir shava, elam king kibbal mirabba yisav, something that he has from his rebbes. And Rashi says, Rapapa had this gzeir shava from his rebbes. So says the Sifsei Chachamim, it's obvious that Rashi is considering this a full-fledged gzeir shava. The Tori Evan seems to learn that it's not a full-fledged Gzeri Shava, it's only a Gili Milsa, that when the Torah says, Shnas Aboim, wherever you'll find in the Torah, it should mean Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it doesn't have all the rules of a Gzeri Shava. Ask the Gemara, we're assuming, what's the basis of this assumption, that Aaron died in Av, then we had Tishrei, and then the Shvat afterwards, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying the story, his Drosha. And if Tishrei were a new year, how could both be called the 40th year? Ask the Gemara, perhaps what happened was just the opposite. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu in Shvat said his drosha. The following Av, Aaron died. And then Tishrei turned into a new year. So we have no proof. Ask the Gemara, Umamai the Maisa of Kodim, who says the story of Aaron's Patira came before the story in Shvat of Moshe Rabbeinu's drosha, the Maisa the Shvat, Kodim, maybe that happened first, and therefore we wouldn't have a proof. And Mefarshim say, even though one of the ways we should easily be able to answer this question is, the Torah reports Aaron HaKohen's death in Parshas Chukas, and this about Moshe Rabbeinu's Da'eres HaTorah HaZois is in Parshas Devarim, so shouldn't that be a proof that Aaron died first? We have a klal, Eim Mugdam HaMucha B'Torah, the Torah is not necessarily chronologically correct. So that isn't the proof. Says the Gemara, there's a different proof. The Ksib, because the Pasuk in Devarim says that when did Moshe Rabbeinu begin, so to speak, saying his shir? The Ksib, Achri Akoysa Sichon. First, he held battle with Sichon, prevailed, and then Aaron died. Says, and then he said the Drosh, I mean. Says the Gemara, Kinoch Nafshe the Aaron. However, when Aaron died, Akati Ava Sichon Kayim. Sichon was still alive. The Ksib, the Yishma Knani. So let's just explain. What this means to say is, if we're suggesting that Aaron's death took place after Moshe Rabbeinu's drasha, that's an untenable situation. Because Aaron died while Sichon was still alive. And Moshe only said his drasha after Sichon was vanquished. What's the proof? Because it says in the Pasuk, V'yishna Kanani Melech Arad. Kanani, before they came to fight with Klal Yisrael, heard something. Ask the Gemara, Mash Shmua Shamu Ba. What did he hear that got him to come? Says the Gemara, Shama Shemes Aaron. He heard that Aaron passed away, and the Stalka Ananiah covered, and Ananiah covered were removed because the Anani Kavod came to Klai Yisrael b'skus Aaron. The sovereign, that gave him the courage to believe, Nitnu Rishus Lelochem b'Yisrael. Now he could hold battle with Klai Yisrael. V'hainu d'ksiv, and that's indeed what it says in the Pasuk, V'yuru kol eid kigova Aaron. Everybody saw that Aaron passed away. V'omer Avavu, and Avavu in explaining the Pasuk says, Al tikri v'yuru, don't say that they saw, Ela v'yuru'o. They became revealed. Why was Klai Yisrael revealed? Because the Anani HaKavod went away, there were a cover over them, and now Canaan came to hold battle. Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish says, Dom Rish Lakish, key, the word key in the Torah, Mishamish Bedala L'shoinis. It can mean one of four things. It can mean E, if, Dilma, perhaps, Ella, but, and the Ha, because. So here it means, V'yiru Kala'eda, Klai Yisrael was revealed. You know why they were revealed? Key, because Gova Aaron. Aaron died, and the Anani covered went away, and they became revealed. As Tysus. We all learned in Chumash, when we learned Rashi, that the Pasuk says, V'yishma ha-Kanani, that the Kanani came to hold battle with Klai Yisrael. That really wasn't the Kananim. It was the Amalekim. Just the Amalekim, says Rashi and Tysus, disguised themselves as Kananim. So when Klai Yisrael would be mispala, when they would daven, they would not daven correctly, they would daven Tashem, deliver the Kananim in our hands, when it was indeed the Malekim. If you don't daven properly, your tefillah is not helpful. So what's the proof that the Kanani was still in existence? When Aaron died, that the Kanani, the Hakuis, yeah, we're saying that when Aaron died, the Kananim was still around. We're not talking about the Kananim, we're talking about the Malaikim. Maybe the Kananim weren't around. Answers Tysus, simple Teretz. If the Kananim were not anymore in existence, when Aaron died, and it was the Malaikim would have never disguised themselves with somebody that's not around. What's the point of a disguise? That you should, somebody should think that you're somebody else. But if you know that somebody else isn't alive, it's not a very effective disguise. So it must be that even though it's the Kananim that held battle, but it must be that the Kananim was still around when Aaron died, and that's the proof that Aaron's death preceded Moshe Rabbeinu's speech, and it's a proof that the Shvat, there's Av, Tishrei, Shvat are all in 1 year, and Tishrei is not the turning point for Yetzias Mitzrayim count. Ask, there's an interesting Mashal, says the Mashal, that even though the Kananim disguised them, the Amalekim disguised themselves as the Kananim, says the Mashal, the disguise was limited that they spoke the language of the Kananim. But they didn't get dressed like the Kananim. So the obvious question is, if you want to do it right. Disguise yourself all the way. So I saw from the Ber Yitzchak, unbelievable word. He says, if the Amalekim would have dressed like the Kananim, then they would have been Kananim. What makes a person? Clothes makes the man. So if the Amalekim want to remain Amalekim, they can't get dressed like the Kananim. They could speak like the Kananim, but once you dress like the Kananim, you are a Kanani. And the Chasam Sofer uses this concept to explain a pasuk in Chumash. We all know that Yaakov Avinu is known, Titein Emes LeYaakov. Yaakov is the person of truth. And who's the person we find in the Torah that didn't do Emes? Yaakov. He disguised himself as Esav and said, Anoichi Esav b'charecha. So what he's saying, he's Emes, says the Chasam Sofer. What did Yaakov do? He put on Esav's clothing. Once you put on Esav's clothing, you are Esav. And that's why he wasn't lying. Why, when Aaron died, did the Anani HaKavod go away? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is because Aaron wore the Bigdei Kohuna, which were so important, the Kavod L'Sfaris. Because those Bigdei Kohuna we had, the Anani HaKavod, when Aaron died, just like those Bigdei Kohuna protected Aaron, the Anani HaKavod, which protected Klal Yisrael, left. Another pshat that I saw is we know that Aaron HaKohen was Oyev Shalom V'Roidev Shalom. He caused harmony, achdus, between Klal Yisrael. When there's achdus between Klal Yisrael, then there's also Anani HaKavod protecting us. When Aaron dies and there's no longer achdus amongst us, then we're not worthy of Anani HaKavod.
There's another reason why Aaron had to...
Zok the Gemara. Says the Gemara, me dummy, says the Gemara, the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke after Sichon. This Pasuk says about Kanani. So who's, why are we comparing? This is Sichon, this is Kanani. Midami hasum Kanan, hachas Sichon. The pasuk is speaking that Moshe Benu destroyed Sichon and then said his drasha. Aaron was alive when Canaan was around, but that doesn't mean that Sichon was around. Could be that Moshe Benu killed Sichon before Aaron's death. Says the Gemara, who Sichon, who Arad, who Canaan. It's all the same. Sichon, why is he called Sichon? Shadayim l'sayich b'midbar. He's like a type of a horse in the midbar. Canaan, al-shem machusai, the name of the kingdom was Canaan. Umashmai, what was his real name? Arud Shmai. Ikad Amri, Arud Shadayim l'arad b'midbar. It's called Arad because it's like a donkey. Canaan, al-shem machusai, umashmai, Sichon Shmai. His name was Sichon. Explains the Sifsei Chacham, what's the difference between these two Lashonis, these two versions, says the Sifsei Chacham. The first pshat holds that what shows a person's strength, his ability to move fast. A sayach runs quickly. The second pshat holds that what's the proof of strength? Physical strength. This donkey, this arad, is very strong, and that's why they called on that name. So we prove the following. We've proven that from Av until Shvat, when we count for Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's all 1 year. That we've proven, because otherwise we couldn't call Av Shnas Abom and Shvat Shnas Abom. But there are many other months in the year. How do we know that those other months aren't the month that is Rosh Hashanah Yetzias Mitzrayim? And again, the Ram makes his point. Of course it makes most sense to say that Nisan is the month. But maybe the Gemara is going to show us that we have Pesukim to prove it. And the Pnei Yeshua goes a step further, and we'll explain the Pnei Yeshua as we go into the Gemara. Vem Rosh Hashanah Ir. Maybe Ir is the Rosh Hashanah Yetzias Mitzrayim. And says the Pnei Yeshua, why would I think Ir more than Nisan? Because Nisan, says the Pnei Yeshua, when was Yetzias Mitzrayim? It wasn't the beginning of the month. It was only Tezvav Nisan. So maybe it should be Rosh Chodesh Ir, when we could start at the beginning of the month. Says the Gemara, Lois Al Gedaitach, the Ksiv. The pasuk says, "V'hi b'chaydus arishin b'shana hashenis be'echad l'chaydus shukam ha'mishkan." Second year, on the first day of the month, Mishkan was erected. The seventh that says another pasuk, "V'hi b'shana hashenis b'chaydus hasheni nala onam al mishkan edus." Midakoy b'nissan. Nissan is called shnas shenis. V'koy b'ir, and ir is also called shana shniya. If Rosh Chodesh ir is the time when we go from 1 month to the next, from 1 year to the next, how could they both be in the same year? It must be Mechlad Rosh Hashanah Lav Iher. The Rosh Hashanah Yetzias Mitzrayim doesn't switch over on Rosh Chodesh Iher. Ask the Gemara, Vem Rosh Hashanah Sivan. Perhaps it's Sivan. And again, says the Pnei Yeshua, why would I think it's Sivan? Says the Pnei Yeshua, because Sivan was the month in which we received the Torah. And the whole Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the whole purpose of Briyas HaOlam was to receive the Torah. So perhaps that should be the month that's considered Rosh Hashanah. Again, says the Gemara, Lois HaKadaitach. The Ksiv B'Chodesh HaShlishi, that it's called the same year. Now, if it's the third month, says the Gemara, Im Isa, if Rosh Chodesh Sivan is a new year, B'chodesh HaShlishi, B'shona Sheinis, we should say it's a new year, Miboile. Elmai, it's not a new year. Ask them of Eima Tammuz, Veima Av, Veima Adar. Tammuz, the Mepharshim say, what's unique about Tammuz? Because Tammuz is when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, with the Luchais, with the whole Torah, which we just explained is the purpose of Briyas Olam. Av, they say, is the month in which Mashiach will come. That makes Av significant. And Adar is the time of Simcha. El Amar Belaz Mihacha. How do we know that we should count Rosh Chodesh Nisan as the year for Yetzias Mitzrayim? It says, V'yachal Livnes B'chodesh Hasheni. Shlomo Melch began, the Pasuk says in Divrei Yomim, Shlomo Melch began building the Beis HaMikdash in the second month, B'sheni, B'shnas Arba L'machusay. Mav Sheni, what does Sheni mean? Lav Sheni L'yerech Shemayna B'la Malchusay. That's the second month that we count for kingship. So we see that when do we start counting for king? From Nisan. And then we know we count Yetzias Mitzrayim the same way, because they're compared. Maskel of Ravino, Vem Sheni B'chaydish. Maybe what it means, Sheni doesn't mean it's the second month of counting years of his rule. Maybe it means the second day of the month. So if that's what it meant, if that's what the pasuk meant, it would have said Sheni b'chodesh. It wouldn't have just said the word b'sheni. Says the Gemara, maybe it means that he started building on a Monday. Says the Gemara, chada the loyash k'chan sheni b'shabbos t'ksiv. Says the Gemara, we don't find that the Torah talks about what day of the week something happened. The Torah speaks about a day of a month, a year. But the day of the week, a Monday, Tuesday, is not something the Torah mentions. As Tosfos, we find it right at the beginning of the Torah. What happened Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni. So Tosfos says that was only by Bryas HaOlam. By creation of the world, there we explain what happened every day, because we want to show that there was a division of labor. Every day something else happened. But normally the Torah doesn't focus on days of the week. As the Meretz Chayis, the Ramban says, the Pasuk says, Zochar Yom Shabbos L'Kadshei. Teach us that every day you should remember today's Sunday was 7 days away from Shabbos. Monday was 6 days away, etc., etc. So we see that we do count the days of the week. So why are you saying the days of the week don't have a place in Halacha? Says the Meretz Chayim, what the Ramban says, means to say, it's not that the day of the week is significant. Well, Shabbos is significant. We're just using the day of the week to know when we're arriving toward Shabbos. So, void, and I'll bring you another proof that Sheni means the second month. Makas Sheni Brasra, L'Sheni Kama. The Pasuk uses the word Sheni twice. First it says B'chodesh Sheni, there it clearly is referring to a month, and then the Pasuk uses the word Sheni. Ma Sheni Kama is referring to a Chodesh, As Sheni Basra is referring to a month, to a Chodesh. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what we're going to do is we'll read this quickly, that there's a braisa that corroborates Rabbi Yochanan, and like Tosfos said, it's not Rabbi Yochanan alone, because Rabbi Yochanan that we began the shiur with, we wasn't enough of a proof that we should follow Nissen. It was only enough of a proof that we shouldn't follow from Av to Shvat. We needed Rabbi Lezer to help us. So the Gemara is saying, says Tosfos, that we're not relying on Rabbi Yochanan. We're relying on a combination of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lezer. Menayin Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Yochanan. Menayin Shem Moinel Melachim El Menissen. Shenamar Yehivishman Shon of Abba Meh Shon of Tzeis Pnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. V'ksiv Yal Aaron Akoyin Lahar Ahara Pi Hashem. V'ksiv Yehiva Abba Meh Shon of Ashtei Osel Chaydush. V'ksiv Yehi Achrei Koyis Asichoyin. This is just again a synopsis of everything we've learned so far today. V'yom of Yishma Kanani. V'yom of Yiru Kol Eidu Kigova Aaron. V'yom of Yehiva Chaydush Arish Meshon HaShenis. V'yom of Yehiva Shon HaShenis B'chaydush HaSheni. V'yom of B'chaydush HaShlish L'tzeis Pnei Yisrael. V'yom Yichal Livnais. Om Rav Chizda. Says Rav Chizda. Loi Shanu. Elamach Yisrael. This that was saying that we start counting a new year on Rosh Chodesh Nissan is only when we're counting years of Jewish kings. Av l'malchi umas ha'olam, when we count years of non-Jewish kings, they're mitishrei mininan. We start counting from Tishrei. And as the Chasam Sofer explains, what's the difference? He says, it goes back to something we spoke about at the beginning of the Shir. Nisan is the month that Klal Yisrael became a nation. Nisan is the month that represents a special relationship with God. Kadosh Baruch Hu did us all the Nisan, Yitzis Mitzrayim, the most monumental event in our history. So a Jewish king relates to that. That's our whole existence. So we count from Nisan. Non-Jewish kings, they're just kings. That's part of the way the world works, that you have countries and they have kings. So just like Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, as we said yesterday, is a new year every year. The king also, every year is another year. Not that it shows any special significance between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says we start counting from Bayram V'Tishrei. Before we begin the Gemara, we have to say a few words of introduction. We know that the Romans destroyed the Beis HaMikdash Rishon. After the Romans destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, ultimately the Greeks prevailed. The Greeks had four kings. The first king that are relevant to our discussion. The first king is Daryavish HaModai. After we have Daryavish HaModai, we have Koresh. Then we have Achashverosh. We all know Achashverosh from the Megillah. And then we have Daryavish HaYivani, the next Daryavish. So I said, first the kingdom came to Daryavish HaModai. He was inherited by Koresh. And Koresh gave permission to Klal Yisrael to go back to Tzrol and start rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. They start rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, but as usual, people came to report to Koresh that the Jews will be using the Beis HaMikdash as a place to rebel against you, and he halts the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Certainly Achashverosh wasn't the one that wasn't going to allow us to start building it again. Then we have Daryavish HaYivani taking over. Daryavish HaYivani in his time, Chagai and Zechariah, the Nevi'im, start rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, and a report comes to Daryavish, the Jews are building the Beis HaMikdash, it's a problem. He calls them, and they show him the original decree that Koresh had written that they were allowed to build it. So he says, okay, you could continue building it. They build the Beis HaMikdash, but after building the Beis HaMikdash, they're not allowed to continue fixing the wall that was around Yerushalayim that was destroyed, that was burnt in the Churban. We'll come to that soon. And that's where our Gemara picks up. One more word of introduction. Just like we find in the Torah, the name Paroi was the name of the emperor of Mitzrayim. It doesn't refer to any specific individual. So too, the kings of Persia were called Adarshascha. That was their standard name. Says the Gemara. So now the Gemara again is proving that from Malchei Umas Olam we start from Nisan. Shenemar. Divrei Nechamya ben Chalkalya, we start from Tishrei. Shenemar, Divrei Nechamya ben Chalkalya, Vihi v'chodesh Kislev, Shnas Esrim. Nechamya ben Chalkalya sends a message to Choyni, we'll speak about that on Amud Beis in a moment, in Kislev. V'ksiv, and that apostle also says, Vihi v'chodesh Nisan Shnas Esrim, L'tashascha. So we see that Kislev and Nisan are both in the same year. Because if Nisan were a new year, both couldn't be called Shnas Esrim. Mid the Kaiba Kislev, the Kaila Shnas Esrim, if Kislev is called the 20th year. The Kaiba Nisan, also called Shnas Esrim, Mechlal, the Rosh Hashanah Lav Nisan Hu. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is not a transition time. Says the Gemara, who says that's the same count? Bishlam Aheich, Mefarish, the first pasuk says clearly, the second pasuk says clearly, that it were counting 20 years from Atrashascha. Heich Mefarish, the pasuk says clearly, Ladrashascha, they were counting 20 years from when Atrashascha became king. Alhai, Memai de Lashascha, who says that we should say that when the first pasuk speaks about Bechoidish Kislev, Shnas Esrim, it means 20 years from when Atrashascha is king, Dilmo, Laminyan Achronahu, maybe it's 20 years from a different event. So Shnas Esrim is not the same count, so it's not a proof that it was in the same year. Says Rapapa, and we referred to Rapapa earlier in the shir, Shnas Esrim, Gzer Shava. Since the pasuk uses the word Shnas Esrim in the second pasuk, and there it clearly means 20 years Ladrashascha, so in the first pasuk, even though the pasuk doesn't say that I'm counting 20 years from the Drashascha, I learn Gzer Shava. Again, we spoke, is it a full-fledged Gzer Shava or not, that it means 20 years from the Drashascha becomes king. Just like in the second pasuk, it means 20 years from when Adrashascha became king. Af hocha, it means 20 years for Adrashascha. So, if we see, again, let's prove, the story, the Kislev is called the 20th year, and Nisan is called the 20th year, so it must be that Nisan is not the time where the year changes, where it becomes a new year. Says the Gemara, but that all assumes that the story that happened in Kislev happened before the story in Nisan. Because if the story that happened in Nisan happened before the story in Kislev, so then there's no proof. Ask the Gemara, or am I the Mice of the Kislev Kadim? Who tells you the story that happened in Kislev happened first? Dilma Mice of the Nisan Kadim. Maybe the story of Nisan happened first. Says the Gemara, it's not that's not what happened. The Tanya, as we refer to in Amun Aleph, Dvarm Sh'ama Chanani L'Nechemya B'Kislev. In Kislev, Chanani came and told Nechemya the report of what's going on in Yerushalayim, and the Gemara will quote that report in a moment. The following Nisan, Arm Nechemya L'Melech B'Nisan. Nechemya goes on to report that to the king of Nisan. So it's obvious that the story of Kislev preceded the story of Nisan. So now we have a great proof. If Nisan is a new year, so how can we say that Kislev and Nisan are both the 20th year? It must be that for Malchei Umas Ha'olam, we don't start counting by Nisan. Says the Gemara, what was this report the first Hanani gave to Nechemya, and then Nechemya gave over to the king? Says the Gemara, Shenema, the Pasuk says, let's get to it. Dvarim shenem l'chananya l'chemya b'kislev. What was reported from Chananya to Nechemya in Kislev? Shenem dimin Nechemya ben Chakalya. Nechemya ben Chakalya tells us. V'hi b'chodesh Kislev shnas esrim. It was chodesh Kislev of the 20th year. We spoke about this 20th year. 20th year of the king's rule. V'ani v'yisi b'shushan abira. Am in shushan abira. V'yove chanani. Chanani echad me'achai. Who? He was one of my relatives. V'anoshim Yehudem. And other people came from Eretz Yisrael. V'ashalim, and I asked them, al Yehudim ha'pleita, I asked them about the remnants of the Jews that were in Eretz Yisrael. Ashen nishrum and ha'shevi, that were left over, that were not captured and chased out of Eretz Yisrael. V'al Yushlayim, and I asked them what was going on in Yushlayim. V'yarmili ha'nishrim, ashen nishrum and ha'shevi, sham b'medina, the Jews that are left in Eretz Yisrael, b'ra g'dayla, they're in a terrible situation. U'b'cheper, and they're embarrassed. The Choymus Yushalayim Mefuretzis. The wall of Yushalayim is breached. The Shoreha Nitzesu Be'esh. And its walls were burnt. That was the report that Hanani gives to Nehemiah in Kislev. The following Nisan, Amram Nehemiah Lamelech B'Nisan. Nehemiah comes and tells that over to the king. Shenemar. V'hi B'chadish Nisan. Shnas Esrim the Chashtoy. Hamelech Yayin Lefonov. The king was sitting with wine and wanted to drink wine. The SS Ayayin, Vetn Lamelech. I, says the Gemara, says the Pasuk, and this is the way the Mefarshim explained the Pasuk, I, Nehemiah, was the Sar Hamashkim of the king. The job of the Sar Hamashkim was that the wine was brought to the dining room, and he would actually bring the wine to the king to drink. V'layisu, Ralafanov. I didn't have any bad intentions. I was just doing my job. So Yamali Hamelech. So the king tells me, Madua Panech Roim. You don't look good. You look bad. Vata Ein Chachayla. I know you're not ill. Ein Ze Kiim Ralev. The reason you look this way, the king says, so there's two ways of learning Pshat in this Gemara. The simple Pshat is, the king says, I see that there's something wrong here. What I'm suspecting, says the king, that you're intending to poison me, you're intending to plot against me. That's how Posh Pshat in the Gemara learns. The Mashah has a very nice Pshat. The Mashah says that the Gemara says that one of the names of Nehemiah was Heter Shosa. How do you get the name of Hatrashta? He got the name because Hatrashta means Heter Shosa. He had a Heter to drink. We know that Halacha is you're not allowed to drink. Stam Yenom, you're not allowed to drink wine of a guy. Chazal gave Nehemiah, given that he had this position of being Sarah Mashkim, they gave him a heter, they gave him a permit to drink this wine. Normally, before he gave the king the wine to drink, he would taste the wine himself. And he had a right to drink non-kosher wine. Once Nehemiah heard about the terrible situation that was going on in Yerushalayim, he stopped drinking wine. So here, he's serving the king wine, and unlike normal, where he first would drink the wine, taste the wine, he doesn't take a taste of the wine. So the king says to him, I suspect that you're plotting against me, and that you poisoned the wine, and that's why you're not drinking it, because you don't want to do it to yourself. V'ir habamoid. So Nehemiah says, I started to tremble. V'yoyim lamelech, and I tell the king, hamelech lo'ilam yichya. First he says the king shall live forever. Madua lo yirapanai. You know why I look so bad? Or like the Mashah says, you know why I'm not drinking wine? Ashir base covers avoisai. The city where my forefathers are buried, Chorva was destroyed. V'sharea ochlu be'esh. Its gates were completely destroyed. The Mashah points out, here you see that for dramatic effect, you let it go a little extra. Because the pasuk before says they were burnt. They weren't completely destroyed. Here he says they're completely destroyed. V'yomli ha'melech. So the king asks me, Amazat mevakish, what do you want? V'espal alakeh shmai. So Nehemiah says, before I started responding, I said a quick tefillah. V'yomli ha'melech, and I respond to the king, Imal ha'melech toiv. If the king seems it befitting, V'myetav avadecha lefanecha, and I find favor in your eyes. And the Mashah says, an incredibly powerful vart. It's a Mashah. You think it's a Chassidish vart. It's a Mashah. The Mashah says, He was talking to the king. But a lot of times when you're really talking to the king, you really mean the Melech Malchem Elochim. He knew that at the end, the power of anything to happen in the world was not in a mortal king. The power is in the Melech Malchem Elochim. So he might have been verbalizing his words to a mortal king, but in his heart, he was thinking in davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ashto shalcheini al Yehuda, please send me to Yehuda, al ir kibbutz avosai, to my forefathers' land, country, v'evanen, so I should rebuild it. V'yomeli ha-melech, and the king responds, v'sheves, v'shegel yeshevis atzloi, we'll discuss the shegel more tomorrow, and masa yeh mahalcha, for how long does will your trip take, or masa toshev, when will you return, v'yitel l'fnei ha-melech, and I found favor in the king's eyes, v'yeshacheni, he gave me permission to go, v'etan lo'izman. And he gave me a certain amount of time by which I had to return to my position. From here we see, says the Gemara, that the story of Nisan, where Nehemiah had this conversation with the king, followed the story in Kislev, where he first received the report from Hanani of what's going on in Yerushalayim. Both of them are called Shnas Esrim. If Nisan is a new year, how could they be both called Shnas Esrim? It must be for Malchi Umas Olam. We don't count from Nisan, we count from Tishrei. Says Rashi, what says that we should count from Tishrei? Good. We have a clear proof that we don't count from Nisan. But why? Well, how do we know we count from Tishrei? So Rashi says, a concept that we spoke about earlier in this year, that once we're not counting from Nisan, given that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for so many different issues, it must be that it's also the Rosh Hashanah, L'malchi Umay Yisrael.